morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, December 11th, 2017. We have about 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 knots, wind waves from the southeast 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart, and westerly swells 4 feet at 14 seconds. So you've got that southeast wind waves, westerly swells, maybe some confused seas out there. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about unusual tidal conditions around the world. Boy, this topic of tides, which I got on that trail from a listener question from Jan, who's a volunteer here at the station. And boy, is it interesting. Like so many of these topics, these maritime topics, you can just delve if you want to. And of course, I'm kind of a delver into these topics, so I've been doing a lot of research about it. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the highest tides in the world, some unusual conditions around the country. That's what we'll be talking about in just a minute. But let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have 7 inbounders. We have 4 in the Astoria anchorage and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Pan Pride is arriving from Los Angeles, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's going to Vancouver to pick up wheat. She'll pass Astoria around 11:30 a.m. You might see her in Vancouver by about 5:30 p.m. The Sea Rising is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage, which is a little bit upriver from Astoria on the Washington side, just past Tongue Point. She will arrive there at about 5:30, maybe 6 p.m. The Elsa S. is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's Anchorage. She'll be in the Anchorage probably by about 6:30 this evening. The Peaceful Seas is arriving from Japan, headed upriver past Astoria to anchor in a place called the Crims Island Anchorage, one of several new anchorages that were introduced in recent years on the river. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m. and arrive in Crims Island, which is between Clatskanie and Longview on the river in the area near Mager. So maybe there, I'm estimating about 9:30 p.m. If I know there are some listeners who have told me they can see that Crims Island anchorage from their homes, or perhaps traveling on the river, you may be able to see it along the river on a road. Maybe on the Washington side. So at any rate, if you see a ship out there in that general Mager area, it's probably the Peaceful Seas anchoring. She probably will be visible by tomorrow morning there. The Nilos is arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria Anchorage, probably will be there at about 8:30 p.m. The Argent Iris is arriving from Japan, headed for the Longview Anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m., probably in Longview by 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning. The Buena Ventura is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Longview. She's headed for the Weyerhaeuser Salt Docks, handling industrial salt. She'll pass Astoria about 11 p.m. and arrive in Longview around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the KM London leaving for Vancouver to pick up wheat at around noontime. That'll put her in Vancouver maybe around 6 p.m. That leaves the Lucky Star, the Po Yang, and the CF Crystal awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria. And our outbounders, we have the Sea Wind leaving Portland with wheat on board around 1:30 a.m. That would have put her past Astoria outbound by about 7:30 this morning. The Aurelia is leaving Longview carrying wheat at about 5 a.m., so maybe passing Astoria by about 8:30 this morning. The IVS Naruo is leaving Longview with soda ash at about 4:30 p.m., so maybe you might see her running lights passing Astoria outbound at about 8 p.m. And the Vega Rose is leaving Kalama carrying wheat, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. So more about unusual tides. I talked a little bit about the Bay of Fundy. Let's just talk about that one. It's the most famous one. Most everybody who knows anything about maritime stuff knows about those huge tides in the Bay of Fundy. In Canada. It's on the east coast, north of Maine. So when I was a kid, went camping with my parents and went to the Bay of Fundy, and it was quite astonishing. When the tide goes out, it's like looking at Young's Bay when the tide is out here. Mud flats. There are fishing boats sitting on the bottom. The boats are kind of specially designed in some cases to have sort of twin keels or supports on the bottom where they can just sort of sit there. But some boats lie on their sides. And at any rate, the communities there they're very maritime communities. They are used to having no water when there's a low tide. And so there's a the water comes in something called a tidal bore. So the water drains out, and then when it comes back, it creates almost like a mini tsunami that just pushes all that water back into the Bay of Fundy. So tides in the 50-foot range and higher. The highest tidal height ever measured there was in 1869 during a tropical cyclone when a water level of 70 feet was measured. But that was also augmented, as we see, excessive conditions here by high winds, low atmospheric pressure, and a spring tide, which can make things, the pull of the moon, when the moon and the sun line up, it can create things called spring tides that can pull the tides even higher. And when the pressure is low, this is another very interesting thing about water level, when the air pressure is low, the sea level is higher. And so when you have a sunny, high-pressure day, it actually pushes the water down in the ocean and on bodies of water so that the sea level is actually lower. So when you have a combination of a severe low-pressure system and a spring tide, that can actually make the water higher. And then the wind, of course, whips up the water. So let's see. If we go to Australia now, here are some other extreme tides around the world. And there are more. I'm not going to be able to get through them all here, but it's a very interesting topic if you want to look into it. There's a place called King Sound near Derby in Western Australia. There's a large gulf which expands from the mouth of the Fitzroy River and opens into the Indian Ocean. It has the highest tides in Australia and among the highest in the world, reaching a maximum tidal range of 39 feet between low and high tide. So another extreme, can you imagine here if it was 39 feet? Now, the channel here is only 43 feet, so if we had 39-foot tides, we would be seeing probably a lot more mudflats than we see now, and you would be able to see the channel perhaps defined as separate from the rest of the river. In the Gulf of Kambat in India, there's a 40-foot range, and this gulf is 120 miles wide at its mouth, and it narrows to just 15 miles. So all that water is being forced into a small space, and it creates some really unusual conditions. We can go to the Skookumchuck Narrows in British Columbia. They form the entrance of Sechelt Inlet on British Columbia's Sunshine Coast in Canada. Named after the Chinook Indian slang for strong water, these narrows have among the fastest tides on the planet. 200 billion gallons of water enters the Sechelt Inlet each day at speeds that can reach more than 20 miles per hour. This is north of us, a little north of Puget Sound, which makes it probably the world's second fastest tide. And I was up there in Sechelt in a ship in 2010, and I remember the pilot telling the captain that as we were trying to dock the ship there, that the currents were very strong, the tidal conditions were very strong, and that we were going to have to really, really take our time to dock that ship. And we did. It took over an hour to get that ship positioned by the dock. But the pilot, I remember him saying, "Captain, when we are done, she will just kiss the dock." And that ship did just gently touch the dock. So those folks really knew what they were doing. There's a tidal bore in China that's just so amazing that people flock there to watch the tide just roil in at about 30 feet high. So the world is an amazing place. Lots of tidal stuff going on there. Lots more to read about. Just Google tides. You'll find out. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.